So the next question we asked the audience related to an issue that you just brought up, which is really it's the use of bevacizumab. And we said, okay, you have a patient with ovarian cancer. The patient does have a BRCA germline mutation. We said they had suboptimal debulking to make the prognosis even worse. But the question was, obviously everybody's going to use olaparib, but what about Bev? And actually, when we asked the audience this, I think about half of the patients would incorporate Bev in some way. Some of them would just give it during the chemo and then give olaparib. Other would give it during the chemo and then afterwards with olaparib. What about this issue of Bev, particularly in a higher risk patient, in a patient with a BRCA germline?
So that's a great question. And that is a question we get all over the country. Pre-SOLO-1, the data for bevacizumab maintenance doesn't show an overall survival benefit, but it does definitely show a modest but significant improvement in progression-free survival. And a not pre-specified subgroup analysis of ICON-7, that quote-unquote high-risk group, the stage 4s and suboptimals, did have an overall survival advantage. But we have to remember that was a subgroup analysis. But certainly providers have adopted that as a standard in that group. And there's no arguing with the fact that when you add bevacizumab to chemotherapy, response rates are much higher. And so the argument that you're trying to maximize your response rate so you can get somebody really teed up for maintenance, PARP inhibitor, isn't without rationale. It's just without data. So I understand why people are coming up with this. I don't think it's dangerous. I just think we don't have data that it makes a difference in terms of how many patients you convert into maintenance eligible, at least in the frontline setting where most patients respond well enough to get to maintenance. And there was really no difference between the partial and the complete responders in terms of how well they did. And there'll be more data on that coming out at upcoming meetings. So whether you need this Bev with the chemo and then following with PARP alone, I understand why people are coming up with that, but I think it lacks some data.